Well, economic rescue in Australia during the pandemic is running into hundreds of billions, but in Japan, they're budgeting for around 3 trillion Australian dollars to help the country weather the coronavirus. That's around 40% of Japan's annual GDP, desperately needed too, because the world's third largest economy is now in a recession. One Japan-based business consultant believes Australia and Japan should set up a business bubble to help boost the two economies and to strengthen the existing alliance between the two nations. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
In the Tokyo suburb of Shinjuku, restaurant workers are spruiking bento boxes for the lunchtime crowds. But with the state of emergency now lifted, it's the chance to open until 10 p.m. that's going to really help struggling shops. This Japanese restaurant's manager says he previously couldn't accept customers after 7 o'clock at night. He says he looks forward to having visitors later in the evening. At 9 p.m, he's still open and some regulars have returned. This customer says it's delicious and he has long waited to come. He says it's very nice to be able to drink with his friends in a restaurant he likes. But getting to this point has not been easy. For the last month and a half, the country has been under a state of emergency to try to contain the spread of coronavirus. It was a voluntary request for non-essential businesses to close and residents to stay indoors. There were no penalties, but most businesses and residents complied. The WHO hailed the success of Japan. Even though there wasn't widespread testing or a sophisticated app to track the spread of the virus, deaths remained a fraction of those in the US and UK. Experts say there was no silver bullet, but believe it was a combination of factors, including good health care and good hygiene. With the public health crisis now contained, it's the economic one that's of huge concern. Rumi Ouchi works at a fish shop in the Tokyo suburb of Ueno. She says she didn't close because she wasn't clear about what financial support she would get. Her sales dropped by almost 80%. She says visitor numbers have started to increase, but her area is a tourist spot, and because the borders are essentially closed, there are no overseas visitors. She hopes it returns to life as before. COVID-19 has forced many businesses to change work practices here in Japan. And while the country's uptake of remote working has been lower than elsewhere, the hope is that it continues once the pandemic is over. Melanie Brock is an Australian consultant who's lived in Japan for more than 25 years.
You know, coronavirus and the pandemic has brought a lot of flexibility to Japan that might not have been here before. And it's maybe brought the idea of a great deal more to Japanese business. But you can't change everything overnight. There will still be reasons why people need to satisfy some of their, you know, curiosity or their interest by physically visiting a country.
She's proposed the idea of a business bubble between Australia and Japan, similar to the Trans-Tasman bubble idea, to help facilitate investment. Japan is Australia's second largest two-way trading partner, and trade between the two countries is worth more than $85 billion a year.
The nature of Japanese business, and particularly in some of the areas that I think we'll be looking to attract their investment in, namely infrastructure, some of the big projects that we'll be looking to get going in Australia, Japanese business people will probably prefer to build on that relationship and that history by visiting the site, talking to the people involved in the business, etc., much more face-to-face than just doing everything over video conferencing. So I think that there's a great deal of opportunity. We just have to work out how we can keep it all going.
Japan's economy slipped into recession for the first time in 4.5 years in the last quarter, putting the nation on course for its deepest post-war slump as the virus hurts businesses. It's putting together an additional budget that's expected to include increased medical spending, aid to firms struggling to pay rent, support for students who lost part-time jobs, and more subsidies to companies hit by slumping sales. That's on top of an April package that centred on cash payouts to households and steps to cope with the immediate damage from the pandemic. The hope is it's all enough to kickstart a dramatic recovery. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo reporting for PM.